Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we've got the latest on Kylie Rae, WWE signs a huge international star, and we got news on which brand Tucky calls home. But first, we've got backstage reactions on Randy Orton's title win at Hell in a Cell. Larson, what's in the news?
So, according to a recent report from Fightful Select, by the way,
Fightful Select, go subscribe.
It's great. This is what Fightful Select had to say. There's apparently some confusion within the WWE locker room as to why Randall Keith Orton, in fact, won the WWE title at Hell in a Cell, with Fightful Select noting that, quote, most of the wrestlers that we spoke to were also confused about the timing of the move, considering he, Randall Keith Orton, was heavily protected from WrestleMania to SummerSlam and then beaten several times since. So there's two different questions we could ask ourselves here. One, was putting the belt on Orton the right call, period? Two, was the timing of the title change right? I have some feelings about it. I kind of feel like WWE obviously likes Drew McIntyre a lot, and for good reason, because he's outstanding.
Yeah.
Dude's got everything you want from a face of the company type guy. He's got it all. So he won at Mania. I wonder if WWE didn't anticipate the Orton Edge thing going as well as what it did.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of that, Orton doing some of the best work of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And saw, okay, here's the timing, especially with Edge's injury. We can have Orton, Edge do the third match of the trilogy at WrestleMania. Let's up the ante. Let's have the title involved. Okay. But if you want to get that in motion, you know, obviously you got to have Orton win that title, but you don't want to truncate Drew's title reign just to satisfy a story you're going to be doing 8 months from now. So you have Orton and Drew in a prolonged feud. I thought Drew's win at SummerSlam, especially with Orton coming off being declared by Ric Flair, amongst others, as the greatest wrestler ever, Drew beating Randy with a wrestling move, didn't need the Claymore, use a backslide to win. He one-upped them in the wrestling department. I thought, while the finish isn't what we expected, it's kind of anticlimactic, from a storytelling perspective, it made a lot of sense. I think the match that kind of set Drew back a little bit was the ambulance match. One, it wasn't that exciting. Two, Drew needed a ton of outside interference to get the win. It's not a great look for Drew. And then his next match against Orton, from a storytelling perspective, I liked it again because Orton relied on his experience as a Hell in a Cell competitor to get the upper hand, eventually get the win. If it weren't for that darn ambulance match being a bit of a letdown and overbooked mess, I don't think anybody necessarily questioned. Like if Drew had pulled out a pretty clean win in the ambulance match, fine. Then I'd say timing's good. Drew comes out of this looking pretty good. And when he circles back around to the title scene again, he's going to be that much stronger because he has this experience under his belt. Timing-wise, is fine. I don't necessarily think an Orton-Edge match at Mania necessarily needs the title involved. I don't really think it's necessary. There's enough heat there for that title to seem huge without the belt. But if that's what they want to do, it means Vince's company, so he's going to do what he wants to do.
Ratings are crap, so they put the title on Orton. That's it. There's no grand plan. There's no grand plan. There's no, we're going to do this at WrestleMania. Uh-uh. They wrote the script, and I don't know this. I don't have this for a fact. I can almost guarantee, though, they wrote the script to Raw yesterday before, hours before the show came on. That's how they do things. I think there's a plan for Roman for sure. I think SmackDown has some amount of structure.
Here, this is what I kind of feel like. SmackDown, yes, there's more structure. Maybe there's 4 to 5 stories that they plan out. You know, obviously things happen, things could change, but for the most part, they plan out and say this is going to happen here.
I think Roman's story. Paul Heyman has a good idea where he wants to go with it.
I feel like on Raw, they're lucky if there's one, maybe two stories where they have some vague idea of where they want to go with it.
I mean, obviously, I know this is now on SmackDown, but it was on Raw for the longest time. Seth and Rey Mysterio. That's planned for Seth versus Rey Mysterio,
If not for Rey's injury, that probably would have happened already.
Yeah. As far as Drew Randy Orton, I think that, yeah, the timing is a little weird. I'm not even going to say it's weird. I'm just going to say that I think that they've done a really, really fantastic job. Randy Orton has done a great job. I think that a lot of the creative, even though it's been there's a lot of it. There's a lot of stuff that's happened because it's been going on for so long. But a lot of the creative on Randy Orton has been very good. I mean, even some of the stuff that's been really cheesy, you and I weren't the biggest fans of the ambulance match. Lots of people were. And, Orton's reaction to that, laying out everybody with a chair with some, welding goggles, or night vision goggles, depending on what you believe they are. It was silly, but I thought it was cool. I think Orton's been doing, like you said, the best work of his career. They probably recognize that there are additional story possibilities to help crank the ratings up on Raw. They have this, they had the season premiere a week ago, and they had an opportunity to sort of shift into a different direction. I think that it's probably really good for Drew because he'll have an opportunity to chase it again, and then we'll get to see him hopefully get a win in front of fans, and he can really prove what he's worth. I mean, you don't want to be the guy who's associated with the worst drawing period in company history. And that's why I think it's probably good for Drew, because I think in front of fans and with some really good creative, he can be a big draw guy. It's just, he became champion at a time when it just wasn't going to work for the company. So put it on Orton, shake up, the scene. I really like what we saw on Raw in that title scene last night. I do kind of feel like it's funny, dude. Whenever you and I speculate on where to go from here, you always have some really cool ideas for, what you could do 6 months out. Whenever I listen to the Pritchard podcast, man, how many times have we heard him just say, "Well, he was the right guy at the time," and that literally means the time, in the moment. Yeah, and that's kind of how they do things.
Oh yeah, it's week to week for the most part. Yeah,
That doesn't necessarily mean they don't think, they don't, say, "Hey, this is something that we could really ride for Edge's return and maybe get a Mania match out of it." I think they probably do. It's reasonable to think that.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I think, on SmackDown, there's obviously a vision in place of where they want stories to go, or the direction of the show as a whole.
Mm-hmm, Yeah.
And it feels a lot more cohesive because of that, whereas on Raw, it's obvious. It's written week to week. There might be 1 to 2 things they think, okay, we could maybe do something with this. But, it's all up to Vince's whims. If he changes his mind, then it's done.
Yeah. So, somebody who seems to have changed their mind on being at Impact's Bound for Glory pay-per-view this past weekend, Kylie Rae. One of the matches announced for that pay-per-view was the Knockouts title bout between champion Deonna Purrazzo and Kylie Rae. However, come match time, Sue Young replaced Rey and won the championship without any real explanation from Impact as to why the match was changed at the last minute. Fightful has some details on the situation, noting that there is no official reason for Rey to have no-showed, adding that Impact roster members informed them that Rey traveled to Nashville Friday but didn't arrive at the venue on Saturday. Fightful continues, throughout Saturday, the concern from the locker room grew as nobody had heard from her, from Kylie Rae, or even an update on her status throughout the afternoon. Talent has not been made aware of an injury as rumored. She did withdraw from Black Label Pro at the Collective 2 weeks ago, citing an injury. Multiple wrestlers reached out to people closest to Kylie out of fear for the worst, and we're just told she's alive and well. We've attempted to contact Impact Wrestling officially, as well as Kylie Rae on the manor, and will not speculate on the conditions of the absence. Class act, that Fightful.
Yep, totally.
Hopefully she's doing okay. There is a similar situation when it came to her being signed to AEW and then asking for her release. And yeah, hopefully if this is a mental health thing, she gets whatever help she needs to get right and healthy.
Definitely.
We wish her best on that. She's a really terrific talent with tons of charisma. So hopefully she gets what she wants. And by all accounts, the Perrazzo Sue Young match was killer. Was a really, really good match. So I understand, you know, hey, maybe once Impact caught wind, this might have happened. Maybe they could have, you know, been a bit more proactive communicating this to fans, perhaps people who are at the last minute saying, hey, I might tune in for this match. I'm going to plunk down $40 for it. Maybe they could have been given a heads up. But I don't know if anybody can really be disappointed in the match that they ended up getting. I haven't seen it myself, but from what I understand, it was getting rave reviews across the board. Something I actually might want to check out after the fact. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. Speaking of someone to check out because their work is great, Mako Satomura, according to Tokyo Sports, she is heading to NXT UK as a talent coach. Should be there in November. Of course, Satomura was last seen on WWE television in 2018 when she took part in that year's Mae Young Classic and put on some fantastic matches. She's awesome. If you're not, you know, I'm not like totally well versed in her work, but man, every one of her matches, the Mae Young Classic in 2018 was awesome. Fantastic.
Just terrific. Terrific.
She's great.
Yeah, she's absolutely, yeah, she's stellar. Again, I'm like you, like I haven't seen nearly enough matches. It's something that I've always been wanting to correct, but man, if she ends up being an in-ring talent, NXT UK, I might have start putting in an hour every week to check it out in my spare time. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
she's
awesome.
Darn good.
I'm looking forward, man. I might catch the when does it air on Wednesdays?
Thursday.
Is it Thursdays? Thursdays makes sense. Thursdays. That sounds right. Walter versus Ilya Dragunov this week for the title. I saw some of the clips from their tag match last week. When Walter did the big chop to his back and then dumped him on his head with a German suplex, it was brutal, man. It was brutal.
Walter, my understanding is Walter's that Walter and Ilya had some really good matches in WXW.
Yeah,
they had a prolonged feud there. So
yeah,
two wrestlers who know each other very well, and you know, are probably looking to deliver a banger. NXT UK.
I know we don't, it's difficult to fit it into the schedule. Like some wrestling, like Impact, for example, I had somebody ask, hey, you know, the only thing missing from your guys' slate, in his opinion, was, you know, doing Impact reviews. You know, he understands that I do the streams for that. The thing is, I can't commit to watching it every week. And it's more of a fun endeavor for me and a community thing, as opposed to, I want to sit here and take notes and then do like a proper review.
Yeah.
Some of wrestling, like I don't consider, you know, watching, I do get a kick out of watching SmackDown, AEW, NXT, most weeks Raw can be a chore sometimes.
Yeah.
But I enjoy doing it, but I also understand it's my job to do that. And I do want to keep some wrestling, not a job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So like, I mean, that's why I catch New Japan when I can catch it. We'll do some results here and there. Impact. I just like the community aspect of it. I might start watching UK just for myself, just to keep on top of it, you know.
I mean, Impact's done a great job of ridding itself of the stigma of TNA.
Absolutely. Yeah. Part. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They've done a good job of that. And in a perfect world where I had, you know, free time at my disposal, I'd probably watch it. And whether it's for work or not, I'd probably watch it. Mm-hmm. It's just the timing of it as it is at the minimum 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Where at, you know, dinner time, essentially, I have to work.
Yeah.
And you know, my family gets 2 days during the work week to hang out together.
Yeah.
You know, at dinner time. And it's kind of an important deal the old Larson family to sit at the dinner table, have dinner together. So I try to do it as often as I can.
Yeah. Speaking of doing things as often as possible, Tucker Knight seems to be switching brands as often as possible.
I thought you were going to do something about dinner and Otis, honestly.
Oh, my bad. You know what's really important? Dinner is really important too, Tucker. He's in great shape these days. I think that guy is shedding some LBs. Anyways, yesterday word started going around wrestling internets that Tucker was listed on the SmackDown roster page after he was drafted or maybe signed to Raw a couple weeks ago. Maybe that was an indication that Tucky was going back to the Blue Brand to feud with, Otis. PW Insider is reporting that their sources have informed them that Tucky's inclusion on the SmackDown roster on WWE.com was in fact an error and that he is considered to officially be part of the Monday Night Raw roster. I imagine that doesn't preclude them from still doing, I mean, they could do just a singles brand versus brand thing at Survivor Series with these
it'll
two
be
guys.
It'll be on Survivor Series. They'll have their match. Otis will win that. He'll move on to other things.
Mm-hmm. You think so, yeah. I really hope that, you know, Tucky, he's a decent wrestler, and mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed when they've let him show some, you know, to get more passionate on the mic with his with his promos. If he ends up in the 24/7 scene, that's fine. They're doing some decent stuff there. I just want the guy to be on TV and let him showcase what he can do. I don't want to see him just end up being like a Marty Jannetty. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
I mean, for many reasons, I don't want to see him be a Marty Jannetty.
Yeah.
But in the wrestling parlance, you know.
Yes. He wants to succeed on his own outside the tag team and not kind of be an afterthought. Yes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly stay off Facebook. Anyways, thanks everybody for watching. We appreciate it. I will probably end up doing an Impact stream tonight, I would imagine, at the twitch.tv/Steven Larson. I don't see a reason why not. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.